Blues Fan Podcast on a glorious Monday in almost mid-July. Zach, Scotty, and Shelby back at you again. And Scotty, while he's playing 2K, you're also mad at Madden. So double task for a second, Scotty. Tell us why you're mad at Madden while you're losing in 2K.
Well, I just mentioned that on Madden that I didn't agree with ratings, and then Shelby made that a whole sequel or segment. But I mean, Madden, I want to boycott Madden.
Boycott
anyway. Boycott, yeah.
Would you be mad? Are you just mad because it's not Jerry Jeudy and it's a division rivals receiver that's ranked ahead of him?
No, and I knew that, like, you guys would think, you probably would think that, but, like...
Well, it sounds like that.
I mean, how? Why can't I just be mad about... Why can't I... I don't think Ruggs should be better than Lamb either.
I get it. It just seems like a little salty because it's the... I don't think you'd be mad if it was Lamb, Jeudy, and then Ruggs. I don't think you'd be as mad. Are they all, like, that close together? Are they all pretty much the same?
Where did they rate Jefferson?
Jefferson is like the fourth rated receiver. It's basically okay. They basically rated him off like where they got drafted.
Okay.
Hmm.
Sounds pretty standard since the Maddings adjusters can't get to the sidelines of training camps,
right?
Or mini camps to grade them in person.
Yeah, it's not like last year.
Okay, but
that's why Darren Waller has got such a great rating now.
Shut up, Zach.
Whoa.
You mean okay. The tight end?
His rating went way up from Madden 19 to Madden 20. Mm. And I was just saying
are you just mad because he's not a Raven anymore?
No, I'm not mad at all. I was just saying his rating went up because they were at the Hard Knocks. They had showed it there.
Anyone recycle tight ends like John Harbaugh?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Darren Waller, Hurst, Boyle, probably someone else.
I can make a dirty joke.
All right.
Does anyone recycle tight ends like John Harbaugh?
We also got Zach costing Shelby loot. So yesterday I begged Zach to come to the sports book because I had an NBA lock that would not lose, still can't lose. And it was, I'm doing some research yesterday. I see that Frank Vogel says, oh, I mean, we have some like leeway and we're going to play our entire roster in Orlando. He said, I'm going to play my entire roster in Orlando. And, you know, when they start, they're not going to push LeBron to the limit. They're
right.
Going to ease their way back in. Same with AD. Same with the big guys they have, Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee. And J.R. Smith, of course, probably has some rust to shake off, among other things. And I'm thinking, oh, the Lakers, they're like 3.5-4 games up on the Clippers anyway for the first place. They're not going to play hard. They don't want these 8 games. It's an exhibition. Lakers under 5.5 wins out of the 8 games left. Lock.
Why couldn't you bet it while we were there?
Because
odds change.
Lakers under?
Under 5.5 before the playoffs start.
Yes, because every team has 8 games. The Wizards is 1.5. Still,
yeah, I know. I know. I saw that.
So, yeah, Lakers under 5.5 for like -110. Beautiful odds. And then we don't go because Zach's busy, so I don't go. Wake up this morning, Rajon Rondo's out 6 to 8 weeks. So the odds disappear. Unavailable. Zach cost me loot.
Zach, that's your
potentially.
Fault.
Potentially.
I really hope the Lakers win six games.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
So
Zach,
do I.
Do you have anything to say to me?
Potentially sorry.
Okay, I will take that. All right, now we move. We will have best bets later. We have our NFL Shuffle, and we have Family Feud. We'll start with NFL Shuffle of pressure players. So do our regular NFL shuffle. You give me the number, get a team. Who on that team or a coach, player or coach, has the most pressure going into the 2020 season?
Gotcha.
Scotty, you want to start?
I do.
Drop that number, big boy.
7.
7 is the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh.
Kirk Cousins to play on prime
I think
time?
Aside from the police department, nobody else in Minnesota has more pressure on them right now.
Damn. That's a good one.
Yeah, the thing is, I actually like the Vikings this year for the sole fact that... let me run through that schedule real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 of their 16 games at 1 o'clock where Kirk Cousins thrives. He has primetime games in Chicago. That's an under. I'm already betting it. Under. And then he's got another primetime at Seattle. Seattle for all your life.
Yeah, they're going to cover that.
But, yeah, like, I actually like business. Kirk. Yeah.
I mean, if Zimmer didn't help end racism by miraculously beating Drew Brees and my pockets in the playoffs, then it would be Zimmer. But
I would say Mike Zimmer's not on the hot. Who knows? The Vikings.
Well, if he didn't win a playoff game, he definitely would have been.
Right. The defense definitely might be on the hot seat because I think the Bengals have like all their free agents from last year. Is Xavier Rhodes still on the team?
No, he's with the Colts. I just looked it up today, actually.
Okay. So yeah, maybe that defense has something to do. That might be. I'm in total betting mood right now. Where now I'm thinking the defense is worse. So Kirk Cousins fantasy wise.
I know. My dick is so hard for bets after we were there, dude. This paper is burning a hole in my wallet.
I know. Ugh. It's rush. Zach and I went to the sportsbook today, in case no one picked up on that. But, yeah, I think, Scotty, congratulations, because I think you just picked maybe the most boring team when it comes to storylines. Yeah. The Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
There's really nothing. Kirk Cousins won a road playoff game in New Orleans last year.
Can Dalvin Cook have a season where he doesn't get injured? Is there any pressure there?
It's Mike Zimmer, best coach against the spread, like, ever.
See, I guess the other thing I would say is that, what's his name? The receiver.
Thielen.
No, Adam Thielen. A lot of pressure to pick up the weight.
Vikings lost a lot of talent.
They had to. Their cap was fucked.
Zach's the master of...
What's going on there, Scotty? You good?
No, it's my dog. Just freaking out. My girlfriend just got home.
All right.
Zach is the master of the salary cap, but I don't think you know that much about the salary cap, but you say that you
know. I know when a team is in trouble.
Okay. It's not a knock to you, because if you're bluffing and just saying it, I'm believing it.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're like textbook know it.
No, I couldn't.
Up and down.
Yeah,
but
I couldn't audit a team's salary cap.
It's like walk into a room confident enough to like pretend you're there, and you're there. So it's a credit. It's not a dig.
Okay.
Speaking of Stephon Diggs, under receiving yards. That's all I'll say. Okay.
Love it.
Zach, number?
13.
13. Let's get another juicy one like Scotty had. Seattle.
Seattle?
Seattle.
Well.
Are they boring? Is Russell Wilson going to win the MVP?
I don't know. Player Peyton in the background. Pressure player there.
Yeah.
I would say it all depends on if they sign Antonio Brown. Which I think
we
is
just
possible.
Talked about that.
Yeah, we did just talk
I
about
think,
that.
I think is that available anywhere? Mm-hmm. Where will Antonio Brown end up?
Right. I would say they haven't figured out what's going on with Clowney yet, so who knows how that's going to turn out?
Yeah. Is that so? Are you saying
there's pressure? I mean,
on the front office.
Pressure on the front office to either deal him or figure out an extension, or and then if he does re-sign, pressure on him to perform if they're going to re-sign him and get him a bunch of money. I don't know.
He's never performed like a number one pick, so if they pay him that money, good money that he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like with Seattle, I mean, it's Russell Wilson and it's Pete Carroll, so I don't know if there's anything
in their revolving. I can never say. You think they have more running backs?
So the only team that has more
than the Ravens have running backs?
Chris Carson's actually, but like he fumbles like twice a game. Led the league in fumbles last year. He was actually good, but it's like they'll draft a first-round running back. Who did they draft in the first round? Scotty, you're on that.
I am? Yeah, my team.
Yeah.
Right. The Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, the Seahawks are your team.
Yeah, they drafted a safety, right?
Jordan Brooks, linebacker out of Texas Tech. So close.
Okay.
You're on
the front side of the ball.
Why did they? I've never heard of that dude. What a weird pick.
I don't know. What school did he go to?
Texas Tech.
Okay.
Okay. Someone give me a number.
One.
Okay.
New England. Easy.
Easy.
Cam Newton. Zach's comeback player of the year that he bet on this year.
Plus
I like
400.
That bet. Plus 400's good.
Yeah, this is a good
40
odds.
40 to win 160.
Terrible bet.
Yeah.
Returns 200.
He'll be cut by week four.
He'll be cut?
Cut by week four, yeah.
Do you want to make that? Do you want to bet me on that?
No.
I could lay some odds on that bet.
So.
That Scotty, that pay out really well for you with minimal risk.
Yeah, but make it like cut by middle of the season.
Hey, Scotty, could you tell the fire department to chill?
No, they heard my mixtape, dude. They're on their way.
Here we go. How about Cam Newton if he plays 8 games?
If he's comeback player of the year, Zach shouldn't have to worry at all that he's getting cut. So how about just cut at all in this middle of the season?
All right, but where's the cutoff?
At all in this season. During the season.
Okay, so Cam Newton cut. Here we go. Yes, Scotty wins 50.
Okay.
Zach wins 15.
Okay.
Is that a deal? Can I add that to the letter?
Are you going to pay me $15 when he doesn't get cut? Are you going to... Is there going to be another swirly
situation?
That's
the terms of the bet. Zach.
15 and 50, right?
When have I never paid my dues?
The swirly bet.
Yeah, but has nothing to do with cash. I told you guys before.
That video
would have
been cash money.
I just wasn't doing it. Oh, I'm just not...
But that, I mean, it does sound kind of like a bet. But I digress.
I would have done it.
Well, we'll never know. All right. We're off topic. All right, Zach, pick a number for yourself.
Back to Scotty.
It's back to Scotty. One more round of this.
Yes, 4.
4. You have the Las Vegas Raiders.
New city.
New city, new stadium. A lot of temptations in Vegas.
The Black Roomba.
That's got to be a COVID bubble. Or not a bubble, but like a hotbed if travel and everything.
Fucking
I put it. That's why I put it in my Family Feud.
Wheelchair ramps because of all the fucking aging players.
Or just old people that live in Vegas,
or just Jason Witten?
Oh yeah,
Jason Witten needs at least like a wheelchair ramp for every fucking like room he walks into.
Well, you also bet that he'd have over 39.5 catches, Scotty.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a.
Did you take the under? Or did I?
Meant to take the under there.
Yeah, that's tough. Who else do they have that's old besides Witten?
Like half their defense. The average age of the Raiders is like 32.
Not Max Williams. He's young.
I thought they signed like a couple linebackers the Bengals are looking at. Raiders, there's obviously, let's ignore the subject, there's pressure on Derek Carr.
Yeah. Mariota going to take his job?
Well, is it going to be a Tannehill situation just with Mariota? I can't see that. I think Mariota, Derek Carr, almost the same guy, but Mariota's a little faster.
Yeah, it can't throw as well as far. He doesn't have as big an arm as Derek Carr.
Sharp guys, analytical guys, loved Derek Carr last year.
Doesn't Derek Carr have like the record for second most yards in a game or something like that? Second or third? He's got like a 500 yard game.
He could.
Well, the Raiders have a pretty young defense now. Actually, look at their defense. I kind of like it. Klein, Farrell, Malik Collins.
That's why I picked him to make the playoffs.
This year? This upcoming year?
Yeah.
You're so weird. How do you have so many bets? How do you even keep track?
No, I didn't bet them. It was on this podcast when we made our standings.
Oh. Max Crosby. Nick Kowalski.
Yep. Linebacker.
Kowalski.
Yeah. Corey Kowalski. Oh, okay. Corey
Littleton from the Rams.
Jonathan Abram. Demarius Randall.
513 yards.
Damon Arnett.
Is that against Reach. The
Saints? Buccaneers in overtime.
Oh, yeah. I remember that game.
October 30th, 2016.
Andre Roberts for the win.
Let's not forget that they reached for both of their draft picks in wide receiver and corner in the first round this year. I'm just saying. And they reached for Farrell the year before.
The Madden ratings guys would beg to differ.
Yeah, because they're fucking biased to whoever they went in the draft. They're like, well, I guess the coaches know more than us, so we'll just rate them.
All right, Zach, pick a number. Let's get a guy that actually...
Yeah. 20.
20. Denver.
Yes.
Ooh. Who's their pressure on?
Vic Fangio, because if he doesn't improve, then...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was my number.
Right.
go ahead.
I'm just messing with you. No, I really like Denver this year to win. What is their over under for
eight,
wins?
Eight and a half. Like that?
Yeah, I could definitely. I like them going at least nine and seven. I could see them getting 10 wins and surprising everybody.
That'd be a wild card spot.
Yeah, in that division for right. sure. Yeah,
but with Drew Locke, it's year two is the one that you're supposed to turn the corner and. It's what Lamar did. It's what Mahomes did.
It's what Kyler. Yeah. It's what Kyler's gonna do.
Kyler, I mean, he doesn't have much of a corner to turn if he just won AP Rookie of the Year. But
right.
I mean, yeah, Luck, you get two first-round two receivers back-to-back in the draft, plus Noah Fant and Sutton. And on paper, plus Melvin Gordon.
That's
an underrated signing that no one really talks about.
But tremendous amount of pressure to perform, though.
No, people do talk about it. They're pissed about it, though. They don't think that national media thinks that subbing Lindsey out for Gordon is a down. Like, it hurts the Broncos.
Well, it's better than Royce Freeman and Booker, right?
Booker, speaking of the Raiders, signed with the Raiders.
Oh, okay.
Do you miss CJ Henderson yet?
That bowling ball hamster wheel.
CJ Henderson was the wide receiver that never played a game. Try again.
Let's not forget CJ Anderson signing with the Rams and going to the Super Bowl.
Read the article,
like,
Slim.
CJ Anderson, like, looking like Jerome Bettis in 2005.
Yeah, dude.
Almost winning a Super Bowl with the Rams.
Yeah, dude. That CJ Anderson has to eat, like, Wendy's every single day.
If you look at the pictures of Pablo Sandoval, Giants third baseman.
Oh, God.
Oh my gosh.
He eats an Eddie Lacy every day.
Exactly. Oh, Eddie Lacy, the classic all-timer tweet with the Egg McMuffin in the pocket, or McGriddle in the pocket. I found a McGriddle in my pocket. All right. Give me a number and we're done.
Scotty picked his last one. I'll pick this one.
27.
30.
Fuck you.
No, 30. Go 30.
I'm going to pick which one's better out of those two. 27's Cleveland.
Okay.
All right, I'll take Cleveland. It's too easy. I think it's obvious Baker Mayfield and Kevin Stefanski.
OBJ.
Yeah, OBJ.
He had a horrible year last year.
The city.
Yeah.
The city.
The city is on the hot seat. Pressure always on that city. Baker, I mean, if it's not, it's...
Pressure on the Cleveland baseball team to change their name, possibly?
Oh, there we go. Make some headlines, Zach.
How about the Browns changing their name?
Why?
It could be looked at differently.
You could pick a mascot instead of a color, I guess.
It's a last name. Named after a last name. Why is it a bulldog on the sidelines? Yeah, no one really knows.
Yeah, named after a... Yeah, and he is like the owner of a different team in the same state.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole cluster.
Why aren't the Redskins just the Reds?
Is that a hot take?
Yeah,
hot take?
I mean,
just name them Browns, the Browns. The Washington Reds?
Washington Reds? I don't hate that.
You could have. I mean, it's just a color. That's what the Browns are. It's a sorry excuse for a team name.
But, like, we're back to it. I'll say Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, year three, obvious pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Stefanski coming in. Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt / Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb.
Someone needs to do, like, one of those Dragon Ball Z's next time on Dragon Ball Z for, like, Cleveland. Be like, will Kareem Hunt kick another girlfriend in the hotel room? Is OBJ going to take pictures outside of the game instead of actually play?
Here's a bold prediction. Kareem Hunt ends up in Tennessee after Derrick Henry holds out and ends up going to another team.
That's just like, right. That's the most randomest call ever. Like,
I know.
Who gives a like how?
I know, right?
Makes no sense why.
I don't know. Just popped into my head. And I was like, okay,
Giovanni
yeah.
Bernard ends up on the Toronto Argonauts after the Bengals season gets canceled because of COVID, but the CFL keeps playing
because they took care of business.
Canada handled it better. I'll just say it now. That I think mine actually has a better chance of yours.
Will Baker Mayfield eat 7 or 8 hot dogs in between halftime in the third quarter?
Will Baker Mayfield find himself behind a Cheesecake parking lot again for the 17th time while his wife sits at home?
What are you doing in there, Baker?
It's not 2-for-1 shrimp scampi, that's for sure. Next time on...
This is going frat nowhere.
Frat house drama. All right. Nolan Roseboro, amazing on TikTok. Okay. Best bets. Best bets. Each of us have a best bet for baseball, NBA, and the NFL. Even Zach's going to bet baseball. So
I did.
Yeah, you already. He actually bet it. I'll give him that. I bet mine, too.
Did you guys place my bets that I wanted you guys to make?
No, because the ATM was broken as hell.
Yeah. We also have a slight who's Zach a fan of this week that we can throw into this.
We do. Why don't you start with that?
Okay. Yeah. So I think it was on the podcast that one of the two most recent ones that Scotty wasn't on, where you picked
low ball.
Like you had me pick. You said pick a number, and then this.
I didn't tell him what he was picking.
You said pick a number, and I picked a number, and he said, "Okay, this is the team in baseball that you're a fan of now," and it was the Nationals. And I didn't want to be a Nationals fan, but he said I had to, so kind of go for that. And fair I was like, bitch. Okay, I guess. But that's not the team that I wanted to randomly pick. The team I wanted to pick was the Pittsburgh Pirates. So we move on to, we're going to get into our first best bet, which is the over, what was it, 25 and a half wins?
Yes.
Over 25 and a half wins, Pittsburgh Pirates. I placed that bet at the casino. And who's Zach a fan of this week? It's the Pittsburgh Pirates. Fuck the Nationals.
Any handicapping involved in picking the Pirates, or are you just a fan of them now?
Just do it.
All right.
I'm all in.
If I remember correctly, like on that podcast, Zach was like, no, Shelby, you pick it. Let's do it like this. And Shelby was like, Zach, you don't have to do this. You can just be a fan of the Pirates.
No.
And Zach did not like, happen. I still want to do it.
That sounds right.
It sounds right. It sounds like Zach is just.
No.
I was forced to be a fucking Nationals fan. Boo.
All right, so you have Zach's baseball bet based solely off of who he's a fan of. Scotty, your baseball bet.
Oh, man. Here it is. I have over for the Astros. Over 35 and a half wins.
It's hit to be square. How many is it? Over what?
35 and a half. It's a lot.
Okay.
It's a lot. But
are you thinking revenge tour?
Yes.
It's going to be easy when they don't have anybody also, heckling them in the stands.
Well, also, if like they get beamed by pitches, that's really
get,
just
yeah, walk they're going to get walked all the
yeah,
time.
That's like, yeah, that's a base. So I feel like with a 60-game sprint, it'll be easier for them to just like drown out any of the drama. Like I feel like they had enough time to like in between that drama happening and COVID and everything to kind of like move past it.
It'll be like when the Patriots, like, nobody believed in us. Nobody thought we could make it here. It's like, no, everybody just hates you because you
cheated. Bet against us.
Yeah. I also, I have two good other bets that I want to say, but they're kind of together, so I'll wait.
Okay.
All right, Shelby, what's your MLB bet?
MLB bet, I placed it today. Seattle Mariners under 24 and a half wins. The reasoning behind it.
What were the Marlins over under? I don't mean to interject, but.
No, I'll grab it real quick. It was like I'm on it.
12?
24 and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Under. Bet that under, buddy.
The over is the underdog. Over's plus 100. Underdogs under it is minus 124.
Oh, okay.
So the favorite is the under, but it's not terrible odds. But I will say the American League.
The 18 wins, dude.
So Seattle, all the way up there, Pacific Northwest, right next to Chaz. You know where Chaz is?
It's in Washington.
I've heard of it.
Silent in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle.
I know that's the movie. But that's, yeah. Anyway, the Mariners up in the Pacific Northwest, they have a lot of traveling to do with the Astros because the Astros in Houston, they play the AL West. They have to travel all the way to California for a couple games, the Mariners and the A's and all them. Seattle has the third toughest schedule because they're the worst team in the AL West, so they have to face the Astros, who won 107 games last year, and the Athletics, who won 97 games, and the Angels, who if Mike Trout plays, will be a lot better
with new manager
Joe Maddon. The AL West will also play the National League West, which also has some great teams in it, like the Dodgers, 106 wins last year, the Diamondbacks, 85 wins, and the Rockies, who will be improved. So Seattle, third toughest schedule, and with 60 games and all this, they've been sitting home for so long, and they travel the fourth most miles out of any baseball team. Already a bad squad. The mileage, the dog days of summer.
Who travels the first most miles?
Yeah, but Shelby.
Who travels the most miles?
Yes, sir.
Mike Leake is not playing.
For Seattle?
No, for the Diamondbacks, and Ian Desmond for the Rockies isn't playing. So like their division is a little bit easier, actually.
Just from those
two players? Do you think those two players are that big of a game
changer?
I mean,
I'd say that you're giving the Rockies and the Diamondbacks a little bit too much credit, like saying that they're a great team. Like, they're not.
No, I didn't say. I'd say they'd improve. I'd say they'd improve over a 60-game stretch. They're still, both of them, the ones that you mentioned, were better last year than the Mariners, who only won 68 games. Mm-hmm. And now they have to play the majority of their games against the Astros, A's, Rangers, and Angels.
They don't even have a hope of winning 68 games this year.
No shit.
Can't happen.
Can't happen. All right. All right. We'll move over to the NBA.
Nope. I'm gonna give you guys my other good MLB bets.
You have two. Oh, I thought you meant those other two you had were the other sports.
No, this sport. Go ahead. So I also like the under in both the Dodgers and the Yankees.
All right. Do you want to bet me on the Yankees? Because I'll take their over.
Yeah, but do you guys? Yeah. Okay. Sure. 38.5
What over do you have?
37.5
Oh,
I had them 38.
Where'd you get those odds? Because you should.
I'm on the casino odds is what I base everything off of.
Oh.
You say 30 or 38?
37.5
I saw it at 38 originally.
Say 30. Oh, 38.
Oh, okay. So it's down.
Yeah. Well, I saw it like early. Yeah. So it's down now. But the reason being is because if you look at last year for the Dodgers set a record for the most wins, right? And
yes.
And percentage wise, that was 63%, like winning percentage, 63.9 or something. If you get 39 wins, that's a 65% winning percentage, which has never been done. So I know I get it. It's a shortened season, and that's over a stretch. But I just think that that doesn't get. I don't think the best winning percentage gets hit even in 60 games.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Big time disagree there.
Yeah, the Dodgers are just so stacked. It's tough to bet against them. But I mean, I can see if the numbers are inflated. What was the Dodgers again, Scotty?
They won 106 games. The Yankees won 103.
No, like what's their over under this year?
They're both 38.5
Now it's 38.5
That's what I said originally. 38.5 for both.
No, you said 38.
I said and a half.
Yeah, you need to look at some live numbers on that.
Maybe.
Is that just from an article? Yeah, because there's no way it's a whole game.
You're 37.5 right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's plus odds.
Right.
So, but I like the Yankees over because in September, like after I forget the date, it's like August 30th. From August 30th to the end of the season, like 95% of their games are against teams that lost over 90 games last year. So, I mean, they're obviously going to be one of the best.
What division are they playing?
The AL, they're in the AL East, so they'll play the NL East.
Okay.
But then you also play a Braves team that's had Freddie Freeman test positive for COVID. He might not go.
I see the update now. It is 37.5, but I saw somewhere it was 38, probably a long time ago.
All right.
Whatever.
We're moving on to NBA.
Yeah, but I wanted to make sure I got this right with the Yankee schedule going in September at least. So, I mean, at the end, they finished with the Marlins, worst team in the NL East, the Blue Jays, worst team in the AL East, Red Sox, I've already bet they're under, which is another one I love because they've lost all these pieces, David Price and Mookie Betts. Blue Jays again, worst team. Orioles, second worst team. Blue Jays again. Orioles.
Who's the worst team in Major League Baseball? You think the
Baltimore?
Yeah.
Oh, you think so?
Baltimore, who the Yankees played 7 times in the last month of the season. So, Scotty, you want to fire on that? Say 20.
What? Under 37.5
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. For 20 even?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Just mull that over. Chew that over. See how that tastes, and let us know.
All right, to the NBA, and if you don't mind, I'll start it. We got live odds, not live, but the odds are posted for the first slate of games coming up, and I like...
Scotty, please stop.
You eating?
You're killing me, dude.
You guys don't like that?
Tough day for Scotty.
You guys don't like that?
Not a fan. Can't say
I'm not even doing anything.
Zach, you mentioned this earlier, and it's... And you hit the nail on the head with mine, and mine is the second night of games, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Oklahoma City Thunder. They are -1 against Utah. Oklahoma City, 40-24 against the spread.
Rudy Gobert gives the whole team corona.
Unreal. And then imagine that Utah locker room. There's chemistry issues off the
jump. They're a wreck. Donovan Mitchell said we had problems before the Rona.
Okay. So locker room in turmoil. I think the Jazz are a fade for a lot of this. For a lot of the post, they're gonna make the playoffs, right?
The Jazz?
Yeah.
What's the over under in that game?
The over under. They aren't posted because they don't really know how these over unders are gonna look.
Yeah.
I don't suspect they're that much different, but they want to get like a round of games in before they start making them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Thunder, the best against the spread in the NBA by a large margin. And the Jazz, with all that locker room turmoil, I love Oklahoma City -1 against Utah on August 1st at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Ooh, that's 3:30 a game? Beaut. What? What day of the week is that?
August 1st?
Yeah, let's see.
It is a Saturday. All right, Scotty, your best bet in the NBA.
Dude, I don't know if I want to do that Yankees bet.
I already wrote
it down. I chewed on it and mulled it over. No.
You definitely did chew on it. Everybody heard.
You want to lower it to 15? $5 insurance?
I want 10 if I'm going to do it.
I think if I wanted 20 and you want 10, it's kind of best we meet in the middle.
No, I mean, I
think that's fair.
Okay, I want 5. Let's meet in the middle.
Scotty, 15?
Oh,
15. 15? You're doing all this over
$5? $12.50?
You're doing all this over $5?
Best I can do is $12.50. Okay, Rick Harrison.
Yeah, but we have... I'm doing it over $5 because, like, we have other bets that will just get canceled out if I make a dumb bet like this when my best bet wasn't even... This wasn't even a best bet. This is why... All right, I'm in betting season. Yeah,
15?
All right, 15.
Shake my hand virtually.
No.
All right. Okay, well, it's 15.
Seal that with a cracked beer.
I just gave you $5. You're welcome.
You unsealed it. All right. Technically.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, he said Scotty.
Yep, Zach, NBA best bet. What the fuck?
Oh, okay. No, go ahead, Scotty.
No,
ahead.
You guys go. I want to hear Zach's.
Okay. All right. Mine is going to be the Pelicans making the 8th seed +300. The fix is in.
That's good.
The fact that New Orleans was even included in this play-in. It is the Zion effect. Yeah, the Zion effect. You know, it's the fix is in. It's gonna just be like the Sacramento Lakers Western Conference Finals.
Oh, that's bad.
It's gonna happen. That's my best bet +300. Those are the odds.
Wow, I'm surprised it's that much. Like the Pelicans are good, and Zion like had like 8 straight games with 30 or more points.
And Brandon Ingram was going off before Rudy Gobert ruined our lives.
Who are they chasing
the
for 8?
The Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And John Morant's
sweet.
He's sweet, but I saw them play live. I saw them play Orlando, and they lost to Orlando in Orlando.
So, 20 to win 58, Pelicans to make the playoffs.
Zach, like what needs like to happen that. For seeding? Do they just need to win more games than the because or is it does it take into the regular season games?
It's that weird thing, right, where it's 9-8, the Pelicans have to win twice and the Grizzlies would have to win one.
Let me go look at how many games they're back.
Three and a half.
Play 8 games, right?
3.5 back.
So yeah. they need to win 4 more games than the Grizzlies do.
I don't think there's that little tweak in the rules that gives the Pelicans an extra chance.
Mm-hmm.
That I think if they end up 8-9, there's something where the 9 seed has to win twice and the 8 seed has to win once to make the playoffs.
What?
Correct me
what do you
on
mean
that.
Win Look once versus like what does that even mean?
I don't even know what to Google on that.
That's a tough Google.
I know what you're I understand what you're saying. I just don't know how to contextualize that.
I like it. I just don't know the terms for NBA, them to get it. Like I don't know.
NBA bubble.
Because the Pelicans could play really well, but if the Grizzlies are that far ahead, it might make sense why it's +300.
Yeah, rules.
There's
reason it's +300. But while we find that,
Scotty,
my best bet.
Yeah, what's
I have
your best bet for?
Yeah, I have the Rockets under 5 wins. You lock it in while you can, while Russell Westbrook. I mean, I'm sure the lines may have switched since, but I mean, I looked today and it was still under 5 after the news broke. I mean, Russell Westbrook has Rona. They play the Mavericks, could lose that easily. The Bucks lost. The Trailblazers, who are hungry, could easily lose that. The Lakers, the Kings. I mean, they're a good team, but they'll probably beat the Kings, the Spurs, and the Pacers. But then they have the 76ers.
Okay. And I also like that James Harden and Russell Westbrook will be traveling to the bubble together. they like weren't there yet.
That's hilarious.
Great. Here's how the play-in tournament will work. if the team with the eighth best record in its conference is four games or fewer ahead of the team with the ninth best record. If the team with the eighth best record in its conference is four games or fewer ahead of the team with the ninth best record in the conference, then we'll have a battle for the final spot between those two teams. The tournament will basically be a best of two series where the number nine seed will have to win two head-to-head matchups to take over the number eight spot. The number eight spot will have to only win one. So you're betting, are the Pelicans going to be able to stay within four games of the Grizzlies? If they do, they could either jump them and only have to win one in the 8-9 matchup, or if they don't, they have to win two of the 8-9. As long, I think I like the odds as long as the Pelicans don't fall over four games above.
I need to look at their schedule.
It's plus 2-9. So there you go. Okay. Scotty, you like Houston under 5 wins.
Yeah.
All right.
Their first game is at home against, well, not at home, but against the Jazz.
All right, Scotty, NFL, go.
My NFL best bet, while I pull it up because I missed the mark. I have Drew Lock over 21.5 touchdowns for reasons that I didn't explain on the pod until afterwards. But it's because if you look at Pat Shurmur, he's coming into the Broncos to be the offensive coordinator. And he rumored to have wanted Drew Lock just as much as Daniel Jones, but the GM wanted Daniel Jones in New York, and Daniel Jones like missed four or five games last year, maybe six. I don't know. I don't know for sure. But he still threw for 26 touchdowns. And Pat Shurmur going to the Broncos, I'd say definitely with Drew Lock in the shotgun every play, he's gonna have Drew Lock over 21 touchdowns.
Plus better odds or better weapons.
Yeah. Plus all the weapons we got in the offseason. Exactly.
Yeah. Zach, quickly backtracking. Yeah. Pelican schedule.
Okay.
Go quickly.
First two games tough. Jazz and Clippers. After that, Grizzlies. Which if they win, they can double their money essentially. Right. Kings, Wizards, Spurs, Kings again, then the Magic.
Mm.
I could see them going 6-2 easily.
You might have to lay one down for me before this thing starts. All right. Scotty has his best bet for the NFL. Zach, yours.
I like to go... I bet it at the casino. The under on the Giants.
Yeah, I talked about this after the pod. You look over the Giants' schedule, you cannot find over 6 wins on there, no matter how you splice it. Maybe they upset and surprise every... If they upset some teams where they're big underdogs and win
get a 7
on big money lines and they get to 7-8 wins, okay, fine, I lost the bet. But when... If I did 100...
That's a hill I'm willing to die on.
Exactly. If I did 100 simulations on their schedule, I'm not finding 7 wins.
Plot twist. And Daniel Jones is the quarterback that takes the sophomore turn.
I will say we had to bet it down. It started at 6.5. We got it at 6 for plus odds. So we can push, which I think is very real possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just your money back.
Yeah.
So instead of 6.5 at -120, we got 6 at +103. So bigger payoff if they win 5 games. I like that bet.
Yeah,
plus
if they win 6, we get our money back.
Yeah, I made
it
too. All right, mine, another one with a good payout that it's probably my biggest stretch, you know, besides Matt Stafford comeback player of the year, which I also bet. But Jacksonville to have the worst record in the NFL, +275.
The +275 is starting to make you sweat.
Exactly, because I'm like, what do they know that I don't? Because I look at the Jaguars, Miles Jack turmoil, the other guy who was... Yeah. Calais Campbell gone, crying. The other guy crying about needing to be traded.
Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette's still on the team. That's an under I want to bet.
Oh, yeah, his yards.
His yards
either
under.
Either sits out or fakes an injury or... something.
Yeah,
pulls the Kawhi Leonard.
And I'm not bullish at all on Gardner Minshew, even in the slightest. I think the Jags are the perfect team to tank for.
And that
Trevor
division
Lawrence.
Didn't get easier. I think that division got harder.
Well, you said it sucked the other day.
I know I did, but I'm just saying, based on last year versus this year, Phillip Rivers now at the Colts.
Yeah.
I think the division gets harder.
Fournette, it's low. 850.
Can you see them beating... I think they get swept by everybody else
in
the division.
That's what I looked at their schedule too. I looked at 0-6, 1-5 if they won like a Week 17 game. Yeah. I think the Texans beat them twice, Colts, Titans. And then, I mean, the rest of their schedule, I know they play the Bengals, which obviously could be a coin flip game.
Not with the GOAT.
Not with the GOAT. They start out the season, is what I'm saying, with back-to-back division games. Colts at home, they're a 7-point dog, and then the Titans on the road. And then, you know, they play the NFC North, so Packers, Minnesota, Lions, Bears. I like that.
Yeah, it's probably either going to be what them or the Red Tails.
They are the favorite. They are the favorite to finish
the cherry
last.
Trees.
But at plus 275, I thought it would be worse odds, so I had.
Hey, what's the over under for the Rams?
What do you want it to be? What do you think they are?
I'd probably say their over under is at either a 7.5 or an 8.5, and I'd bet under both.
On both. Yeah. They are over under 8.
That's under
plus 103.
That's an easy under to me. I think the Rams are in turmoil, dude. I think Sean McVay is like starting to get burnt out or something. I think that the Rams could easily just get a bunch of early injuries and then have to like just, you know, walk it home. Who even is their running back now that Todd Gurley's gone?
They drafted a guy.
Oh, okay.
Etienne?
No, he went to the Chiefs.
Cam Akers?
Swift?
Nope, DeAndre Swift is
Cam
a Lion.
Akers. Second round pick, Cam Akers of Florida State.
Yeah, dude. I think the Rams are in trouble.
Now we move on to our bunk of the week. Zach, do you have a bunk of the week on this fine Monday?
I do have a bunk of the week.
Let me tell you. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Hold on. Yeah, that checks out.
My bunk is ESPN for suspending Woj, and it's not because they suspended him. They suspended him without pay. Like, why you got to suspend him without pay? Just suspend him with pay.
Yeah, I want to know how much he makes.
Right. But I want to see the receipts.
Adrian Wojnarowski, this is off the cuff.
Yeah, salary. What is it?
I don't feel bad. According to the New York Post in 2015, Wojnarowski signed a 4-year contract worth up to $8
million. Oh, okay. So he's making
he's making juice.
He's making like mid-level college football coach money.
Yeah. I don't feel bad for him.
Right. Yeah. He's making Mike Gundy money.
He's making.
Also, did you see he got
Mahomes' rookie contract money?
Yeah. Did you see Gundy? He reduced his
salary by a cool mil.
Yeah. And by a year as well.
Oh.
He knocked a year off his contract.
I want to be that rich. Be like, all right, take a whole mil off my salary.
And somebody brought up a good point. I remember what. It was like Fox Sports Radio or something. I don't remember what the guy's name was. But he was like, why would you give that money back to the university? The better move would be to just take that extra money from your salary and donate it to some cause that gives you better.
And it would look better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Or what's your bunk?
Because the university's like, hey, we didn't have basketball and we also had to cancel all these spring sports.
Give us the money back.
Yeah. My bunk. Cincinnati Sports made its triumphant return on Saturday.
FC Cincinnati?
Lost 4-0.
Yikes.
To the Columbus Crew. But it felt normal to complain about a Cincinnati sports team. So,
yeah.
A little bit of normalcy. Let's call it a half bunk.
At least they lost to an Ohio team.
Columbus. Stand of the week. NBA players already inviting girls to the bubble.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So there was a girl that basically said, I already got invited to the bubble. There's no way this season starts in time.
What are the odds on that being J.R. Smith?
Minus 600. Next favorite is like, I don't know, like
James Harden.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't get that. James Harden and like someone you wouldn't expect.
Rudy Gobert, like
Boban.
Or like Rudy Gobert, just because he wants to ruin the NBA again.
Yeah. Do you have a stand?
Yeah, my stand is the casino. I had my first trip back since COVID. And you know what? There was nobody in there. That's fine. But
that's great.
I still smoke. Right. And I went up. Yeah, exactly. I went up to the lady and I was like, I know it's probably weird, but can you still smoke? And you're like, oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm like, thank you for your service.
Fuck yeah. And we'll get into some talk about betting soon, but it just feels good to just have that ticket in your hand. That's what
tickets.
I
plural.
Yeah.
You have a fat stack. I can't wait to go over each and every one of them. And we talk ourselves into how money they all are.
Yeah, but I mean, they all are money. I don't even need to.
You don't need to look at them.
Yeah, I track them, so there's double digits.
You don't need to ticket bait.
No, but yeah, that's what I equated it to. Is when you get your first tickets, when you go to the casino just for 4 minutes, like we did, you have all those tickets in your hand. The only thing you can do, since there's nothing to watch, is look at them and imagine you cashing that ticket. It's just like after the draft when we're still there for 45 minutes because everyone's just dissecting everyone's team.
Yep.
It's a great feeling. It's
fantastic.
Awesome. Everything's coming up Shelby right now. Optimism until all this shit gets canned.
We don't have to talk about that.
No, we're not going to talk about that. Who's talking about it?
Not us.
All right, get your DMs ready. It's Family Feud. We're going to bust this out real quick. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. Scotty versus Zach. I made these. All right.
Oh,
get the DMs ready.
Yeah, DMs are ready.
Scotty, your DMs ready?
DMs are ready.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
What are we doing? Mustard? Blanket?
Blanket.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gents, we surveyed 100 people. These seven franchises have the worst odds to win the Super Bowl in 2020. Scotty with blanket.
What, bro? Okay.
The Jacksonville Jaguars?
We have to go into the... I sent it to our separate one.
Oh.
That's my bad.
Who are...
Jacksonville... Jacksonville Jaguars, number one answer on the board at 39
because
points.
Because he bet it.
Yeah, right.
Do you want to pass or play?
I'm going to play.
All right, we'll play. Scotty, worst record or worst odds to win the Super Bowl, go.
Washington Redskins.
Oh, easy on that. Number two answer on the board, Washington NFL franchise, 23. Keep it going.
The Cleveland Browns.
Survey says.
The New York Giants.
Show me Giants. Number five answer on the board, worth six. Quit looking at my...
I can't.
All right.
The computer's blocking. Cincinnati Bengals.
Show me Bengals. Ding. Fourth with 10 points.
How many are left?
Three.
Oh, my God. The New York Jets.
Show me Jets. Bing. 4 points. Six answer.
Let's go.
Two left.
Two left. Let me get the Miami Dolphins.
Show me Miami. Ding. Miami. Seven answer worth 3 points.
He might sweep this.
Might sweep it.
Detroit Lions.
Show me Detroit.
Oh,
that's
what?
Two wrong answers. One wrong answer left.
Two. Oh, man. What's another
five,
one?
Four, three, two.
Did I say the Panthers?
Show me Panthers. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh.
100 points.
He swept it, bro.
100 to nothing. All right, we go to round two with a 100-0 lead. These six teams were chosen in a survey of 100 people to win five or more of their eight remaining regular season games in the Orlando bubble. I got Zach with blanket.
Not on my fucking screen.
Not on my fucking street.
These six teams were chosen to win five or more of their eight remaining regular season games in the Orlando bubble.
Who are the Lakers?
Show me Lakers.
Who
ding,
are?
Ding, ding. Number three. Yeah, who are? You did it too, Scotty.
I know. No, I didn't.
On the Jaguars, yes, you did.
It's infectious.
All right. You want to pass or play?
I'm going to pass.
Pass to Scotty. These six teams were chosen to win five or more of their eight remaining regular season games in the Orlando bubble.
Were the Lakers?
Three.
Okay.
Worth 19 points.
Mm-hmm.
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Number one answer, Milwaukee, 33.
The LA Clippers.
LA Clippers, number two answer with 24.
The Boston Celtics.
Boston Celtics, number five answer with 7.
How many are there left?
Two more.
Okay.
The Raptors. Oh, man, fuck. The Rockets. Oh, no, fuck. Oh, man. The Mavericks.
Okay. All right, Zach, a chance to steal.
I'm going to go with my NBA's best bet, the New Orleans Pelicans. Just looking at their fucking schedule, I feel good about the Pellies.
Ding, 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 ding. Pelicans, number six answer on the board with three. They have the worst odds to win over six or five or more, but they are.
Do you know what I realized?
The other answer is Philadelphia.
You know what I realized? Is something that we should consider for the future. Obviously, don't do it now. I was watching Family Feud. When you steal, you get double the points.
Oh.
And they do four questions, not three.
Okay.
So just something to consider for the future.
So since you didn't get Philadelphia with 14, mm-hmm. do you only get 86 points?
Yeah. So the way we've been doing it is you get how many points minus the answer. So
gotcha.
Not Jeopardy. In regular Family Feud, I would get double 86.
Okay. Gotcha.
Who's trying to get 86th?
All right. These eight... Okay, hold on. The last word of this sentence is flex.
Gotcha.
These eight players were chosen as the top fantasy football players of the decade. Hint, a quarterback, two running backs, three receivers, a tight end, and a flex.
Nope.
It's all Scotty.
I'm not about it.
All right, Scotty. Who were the top eight players in fantasy football of the last decade?
Peyton Manning.
Show me Peyton Manning.
Ooh.
Zach, a chance to steal.
Christian McCaffrey.
C-Mac, back to Scotty. Of the decade.
Of the decade.
From 2010 to 2020.
2010 to 19.
Marshawn Lynch. Show me Marshawn Lynch.
Drew Brees.
Show me Drew Brees.
What?
Patrick Mahomes.
Show me Mahomes.
No way. Tom Brady.
Show me Tom Brady. Ding, ding, ding. Number three answer worth 13.
Big time fucking pass, bro.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I'm bad at this. It's a great category.
Well, the other two I felt were easy.
I think it's cool, but I'm not. We've shown that I'm not good at this.
Well, you passed already, so it's locked in. But I feel when you're unsure about a category to play, because then maybe they don't know. And all right, Scotty,
he clearly doesn't know either. Yeah. You see all the wrong answers he gave? All
right, 5, 4. Whoa, Scotty.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson.
Show me AP.
Yeah, dude, this list is garbage.
All right.
I think it's a good list. I just am sad I don't know.
It's difficult. All right, 5.
I have another chance. You have two. Le'Veon Bell. Chances.
Show me Lev Bell. Number one answer worth 24 points.
Really? Wow, okay.
So now you're down to a quarterback, a running, or just one running back, no quarterbacks, two receivers, a tight end, and a flex.
Oh, we have to name different positions. Gotcha.
They're all jumbled in the answer.
Is Rob Gronkowski one?
Show me Gronk. Ding, ding, ding. Number four answer worth 12 points.
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones, number two answer worth 16.
So what are the positions that are left?
You have two receivers, a flex, and a running back.
Okay.
Julio Jones. Oh, I said that. DeAndre Hopkins, sorry.
No, that counts as a wrong answer.
That does count as a wrong answer. But your next answer, DeAndre Hopkins. Ding, ding, ding. Number five answer.
One receiver.
A receiver.
A flex.
Okay, there's two. The flex is a receiver.
Oh, okay, so two receivers.
Two receivers and a running back.
Okay.
I don't know.
I swear to God, if the running back is David
Michael
Johnson,
Thomas.
I'm gonna shit three. A brick.
Michael Thomas. All right. Scotty got the top five. Three picks left. A running back, two receivers.
Oh, God. Count me down.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Roddy White.
Just kidding. All right. Number six answer, Shady McCoy.
Whoa.
Number seven answer, Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah.
Number eight answer, T.Y. Hilton.
Mm. T.Y. Hilton, I've kicked myself over that one. I really do.
So Scotty gets 22, 24, that's 46, plus 16, 62, plus 13, 75. 175 to 86. Who wants to get 86? All right. We got our fast
who invited
round.
Andy Zach, Dick?
Zach, we'll start. Scotty, please step away. Or Zach, you want... No, you're losing. You go first.
I'm stepping away.
I'm getting butt-fucked right now. I said Roddy White.
Is there any way he can't hear this?
I don't know.
Or is it all on our system?
Who cares?
All right, Zach. I'm not going to bring out the timer, but just kind of be quick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize. I may have rushed writing these, so the handwriting might be bad. All right. Name a top wide receiver from the 2000s. So 2000 to 2009.
Andre Johnson.
All right. Name one of the top six Quentin Tarantino films.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fick. Name one of the worst states for COVID-19.
Florida.
Name an NFL coach on the hot seat going into the 2020 season.
Adam Gase.
Name one of the top Super Bowls since 2006 as voted by the readers. Surveyed.
Do I have to give the number?
No, just the teams that played in it.
Oh, Eagles, Patriots.
And lastly, name an NFL team with the best home field advantage.
Seattle.
All right.
DM him?
Yep.
Get him back in here?
Yep.
All right. He pops back in. He's like, all right, I'm back. Because he was listening. What? Or he's taking a shit and we're in big trouble. Oh, there it is. Look at that. The comeback.
Comeback.
I'm back.
There he is.
All right, he's back. Scotty, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. 3, 2, 1. No timer. Just be quick, okay? All right. Name a top wide receiver from the 2000s.
Calvin Johnson.
Name one of the top 6 Quentin Tarantino films as voted on by the readers.
The Magnificent Seven.
Name one of the worst states for COVID-19.
Arizona.
Name an NFL head coach on the hot seat.
Fuck. On the hot seat, you say? Fuck. No, Doug Marone, sorry. I didn't think of the name.
If this was a minute, he'd have time. All right. Name one of the best Super Bowls since 2006, just the teams that were in it.
Just the teams that were in it. Falcons, Patriots.
Name an NFL team with the best home field advantage.
The Green Bay Packers.
All right. Damn, I didn't get any. Did
you know,
it?
You know what also I found while watching Jeopardy? The first person gets 20.
Jeopardy,
sorry. Family Feud. The first person that goes in Fast Money gets 20 seconds, and the second person gets 25.
But they're on the same team.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying. I thought it was like a minute or like 30 seconds. Was
all right. Name a top wide receiver from the 2000s. Zach said Andre Johnson. Survey said, ding. It's number 6 answer.
Yikes.
Worth 8 points. Oh. Zach, name one of the top 6 Quentin Tarantino films as ranked in our survey.
This one's an easy win.
Pulp Fiction, number 1 answer, worth 27 points. Name one of the worst states for COVID-19. Zach, you said Florida. Number 2 answer, worth 26.
Texas, number 1?
No.
Okay.
Name an NFL head coach on the hot seat. Zach, you said Adam Gase. Survey said number 1 answer, worth 29 points.
Woo!
Best Super Bowl since 2006. Zach said Philadelphia, New England. Survey said number 6 answer, worth 6.
Okay.
We asked, name an NFL team with the best home field advantage. Zach said Seattle. Number 1 answer worth 25 Ooh. Points.
Mm. Oh.
All right.
This is about where I fucking lose because of I suck.
So Zach got...
I'm really worried about your Magnificent 7 answer.
You think that was a good one?
Zach got 121.
No, I think it's a horrible one.
Mm.
All right. Scotty, name a top receiver from the 2000s. You said Calvin Johnson. Survey
number
said...
One.
Number 4 answer worth 13.
Who's number 1?
I'll get to that.
Okay.
Name one of the top 6 Quentin Tarantino films. You said Magnificent 7.
Not on the list, bro.
Name one of the worst states for COVID-19. You said Arizona. Survey said number 5 answer worth 7.
Okay.
Last answer.
Oh, I gotcha.
Name a head coach on the hot seat. You said Doug Marone. Survey said number 3 answer worth 16.
Nice.
Best Super Bowl since 2006. You said Atlanta, New England. Survey said number 3 answer worth 16.
Okay.
Name an NFL team with the best home field advantage. You said Green Bay. Survey said number 2 answer worth 20.
Nice.
Here's how the categories went down. Top receivers of the 2000s, Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, Larry Fitzgerald, and Marvin Harrison, and Chad Ochocinco. You didn't get. Worst states for COVID, New York number 1, Florida number 2, California 3. You missed that. And then Texas was in there as well. Top 6 Quentin Tarantino films, Pulp Fiction, Inglourious Basterds, Jackie Brown, Reservoir Dogs, Django Unchained, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
NFL head coach on the hot seat, Gase, Nagy, Marone, Patricia, Dan Quinn, and Anthony Lynn. Most exciting Super Bowl, 07, Giants-Patriots, the perfect season ruiner, number 1 answer. New England-Seattle, the pick, Malcolm Butler at the goal line, number 2. Pittsburgh-Arizona also on the list, Saints-Colts on the list, and Baltimore-San Francisco last on the list with 4. Teams with the best home field advantage, you guys got the top 2. Up next after that, your teams, Baltimore and Denver respectively, and then New Orleans, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Minnesota. Tallying up the points, Zach got 121, Scotty got 20, 27, plus 16, 43, plus 20, 63, plus 16 is 79. And
he beat me.
It looks like Scotty...
Take these nuts to the chin, bitch.
Hold on, let me do the mathy first.
27, 79, 14. We got a final. 254 to 207. Scotty pulls out the win to even his record back up at 1-1 in the restart of Family Feud.
It was an admirable.
Surprised I didn't fucking choke again.
Yeah, well, I think I did I did you a service, Scotty, by giving a lot of, like, the number one answer of Adam Gase wasn't worth double of Marone.
Yeah. Remember,
it was worth a little less than that.
One where Drew Locke's worth 96 points.
All right, is that our show?
That's our show.
That's our show. See you on Thursday, which actually means next Monday. Yeah.